Briggs along with WVU baseball coach Randy Mazey. The Mountaineers split today in Charleston as they defeat TCU 2-0 in game one. They lose the nightcap, however, 7-4. Coach, let's start with game one. Harrison Musgrave's performance, another complete game shutout with 14 strikeouts. And I know we say this every time, but man, he seems to be as good as he's been all season.
Yeah, you could just rewind and replay all the interviews we do after every first game of every series, because he was just as good in that first game, if not better.
And you get the two runs on a misplay. You put pressure on their infield with runners on base. You put a ball into play and score on a ball mishandled by their first baseman.
Yeah, you know, we got some guys in lineup that can run, and when that happens, infielders tend to rush themselves to try and get outs. And that's what happened. That was a tough play, and they tried to rush themselves and threw it away. And fortunately, we got two runs.
So 2-0 the final in game one, and then TCU jumps on you with 6 in the first in game two, and that really seemed to kind of take the starch out of everybody.
Well, you know, we kind of grinded our way back into it a little bit. We had several opportunities with the tying run at the plate throughout the game. We just, you know, their pitching was so good, you know. We get guys on base, and they made some really good pitches. They bring, every time they go to the bullpen, they bring another quality arm in there. And it's hard to settle in against their pitching staff because you see a different guy just about every time you bat, and they're all good. So, but really pleased with our effort today. I thought we had good at-bats against some really good pitchers today, and those good at-bats hopefully will carry over to tomorrow's game.
And you did battle back. I mean, we've talked about that being the really the hallmark of this team, the fact that you never seem to give in.
Yeah, you know, and we got them together after we gave up the 6 runs. We were down 6-0. We haven't even grabbed the bat yet. And we haven't been in that position, as you know. Our starters have been pitching so good lately that we haven't had to fight back from that big a deficit early in the game. So basically, we just went in there with nothing to lose. You know, we just go up there and swing the bats and see what happens. And we hit their starter pretty well. You know, he walked a few guys, and we got a lot of hits off of them. And thought we had some really good at-bats. So, like I said, hopefully that will help us go into tomorrow.
Well, let's look ahead to Sunday. You're in a position to win the series and in a position, if you get some help, to be back in first place. And you've got John Means on the mound. So just look ahead to tomorrow in game three.
Yeah, same thing. You know, we've been doing well because our starting pitching is doing really well. And if Means goes out there and gets us into the 6th or 7th inning, gives us an opportunity to win, then I like our chances.
All right, Coach, we'll see you out here tomorrow.
That's fine.